One of the most successful tenures in the history of Altus Air Force Base came to an end on Friday as command of the installation was transferred from Colonel William Spangenthal to Colonel Todd Hone. I'm Clinton Whedon for KCCU News. Spangenthal had served as commander of the 97th Air Mobility Wing since 2013. Notably under his leadership, the base's medical group was ranked third throughout the Department of Defense for customer service, and the base received the Commander-in-Chief's Annual Award for Installation Excellence in 2014, ranking Altus Air Force Base as the best in the Air Force. During his remarks at the change of command ceremony, Spangenthal said he'll remember Altus fondly.
I will get the opportunity to sleep you all in a few minutes. What am I going to be thinking during those few seconds that I hold that salute? Let me tell you. I'll be thinking of the time we spent together. I'll be thinking of the brave men and women who served selflessly in defense of our nation for the greatest of causes. I'll be thinking of the families who sacrificed so much. I will be grateful for the time that we had together. I will be humbled to know that I was entrusted with the crown jewel of your education and training. And more importantly, I was entrusted with the health and welfare of you and your families.
The ceremony was led by Major General James Hecker, the commander of the 19th Air Force at Joint Base San Antonio Randolph in Texas. His remarks praised Spangenthal's leadership, both as an administrator and as a person.
Spangenthal was also able to reduce our Class A and B mishaps here as well as vehicle accidents by 100%. That's amazing. 100% reduction and 53% in off-duty incidents. He created the first airborne resilience system, modeled by a lot of other Air Force bases around this nation. And then he also made sure that he's a good steward of the limited resources that we have. We don't have a lot of money anymore in the Department of Defense, and we're having to cut back. And Spanky did that smartly. Without affecting the mission, he was able to save $95 million over the past couple of years.
Hecker also had high praise for Colonel Todd Hone as the new wing commander for the Mighty 97th.
You were selected amongst a large crowd coming to be the best air mobility wing in our Air Force. We put a top quality most instances in wing commanders here at Altus, and you are representing them.
In accepting his new command, Hone said the reputation of the Altus installation is well known.
So over the last couple of years, 13 to be precise, I've continuously heard about the tremendous relationship and unrivaled community support here at Altus. Kathy and I consider ourselves blessed to serve in this capacity and experience firsthand the hospitality and the generosity of our local partners. I look forward to the opportunity to team with you in assuring the continued success of this wing and sustaining and fostering this unmatched relationship.
Asked after the ceremony, Hone said he's looking forward to leading at Altus, but doesn't feel pressure to match the honors Spangenthal's tenure brought to the base.
This place is running top-notch. I'm looking forward to continuing to lead us to excellence. We're not going to put any pressure on ourselves to do any better. We're going to keep where we are. We're going to keep that high bar of expectations. If we can get it further, we'll certainly do that. But there's no pressure on me to do anything but take care of the mission, take care of those families, and take care of those airmen.
Hone comes to Altus from the Pentagon, where he served as a CSAF fellow supporting the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Spangenthal moves to a new assignment at the Pentagon. For KCCU News, I'm Clinton Whedon.